Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no. Stop. Game time.
Everybody say good morning to Carol from Bellingham.
Hey, Carol.
Yo.
Hello.
Carol, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, please leave the studio.
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thanks, you too.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you win. You tie, you lose, okay?
Okay.
Did you know Ben Stiller auditioned for Marty McFly in Back to the Future? There is even footage online. Who actually got the role of Marty McFly?
Michael J. Fox.
Universal has greenlit two more Fast and Furious movies, the 10th and 11th, but they'll reportedly be the final two of the series. That's a lie. How many Fast and Furious films have been released so far?
Eight.
Today is National Nut Day. Which company uses Mr. Peanut, the monocle, and the top hat wearing Peanut as their mascot?
Planters.
Jared Leto has been called in to film some scenes as the Joker in director Zack Snyder's new cut of Justice League. Leto wasn't in the original movie. In which film did Leto portray the clown prince of crime before?
I don't know.
Question number five. The Rays beat the Dodgers 6-4 last night to even the World Series at one game apiece. But no one's paying attention, right?
No.
Game one was the lowest rated World Series game in history. There are two former Red Sox on the Dodgers team in the World Series. Can you name them both?
Mookie Betts.
Yep. Rule number one.
Nope, I don't have it. Sorry.
All right. Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
You're a school teacher, second grade?
Yes.
Aww, I love second grade.
That's awesome. That is the best.
It is.
Kennedy, Carol.
Yeah.
Got, I have 3 out of 5 right.
That's right.
These are tough.
All right, well done.
Do you know Ben Stiller auditioned for Marty McFly in Back to the Future?
I did.
And
not.
There is footage online. Who got the role of Marty?
Michael J. Fox.
Universal has greenlit two more Fast and Furious movies, the 10th and 11th, but reportedly these will be the final two in the series. How many Fast and Furious films have been released so far?
8.
The 9th has been delayed due to the Rona.
Well, because they're doing it in space.
What? Question number 3. Today is National Nut Day. Which company uses Mr. Peanut, the monocle and top hat wearing Peanut, as their mascot?
Planters.
Little known fact, my wife was in the Little Miss Peanut pageant. She is from the peanut capital of the world, Dothan, Alabama.
Mm.
Educate yourself.
Peanut sitting on a railroad track. Heart was all aflutter.
Train came down the track.
Whoop! Peanut butter.
Jared Leto has been called in to film some scenes as the Joker and director of Zack Snyder's new cut of Justice
so
League.
Excited about this.
Leto wasn't in the original movie. In which film did Leto portray the clown prince of crime before?
Suicide Squad.
4-3. And the Rays beat the Dodgers 6-4 to even the World Series, one game apiece, but apparently nobody's paying attention. Game one was the lowest rated World Series in history. There are two former Red Sox on the Dodgers in the World Series. Can you name them both?
Mookie Betts, Joe Kelly! Woo!
Joe Kelly Fight Club!
Nice job, Kennedy. 5-3 is the final score. I am so sorry, Carol. You do not get the win or the cash. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Carol, and I'm from Bellingham, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win,
man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Everybody, say good morning to Chrissy.
Hey, girl.
Hey.
Hi.
Chrissy, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thanks.
So there are 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, Chrissy. I can hear it in your voice. You're focused. You're ready to do this. If you tie, you lose. Kennedy's gone. She can't hear anything that is about to happen. Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton took home a CMT award last night for Collaborative Video of the Year. Gwen and Blake are both judges on which singing competition show?
The Voice.
Quibi is shutting down less than a year after its launch. No! Didn't we interview somebody about
Quibi?
Quibi?
Yeah, Joe Jonas. Remember him and
Joe
Sophie
Jonas had
it?
A show,
yeah.
Right? Chance the Rapper starred in a reboot of Punk'd on the platform. Who was the original host of Punk'd on MTV?
Ashton Kutcher.
Sarah Hyland said that she celebrated her 3rd anniversary with Wells Adams by voting. Sarah Hyland starred as Haley Dunphy in which ABC sitcom from 2009?
Modern Family.
Actually, till this year, it's still on, right?
Just ended.
Yeah, big show.
Question number 4, Shonda Rhimes opened up about leaving ABC saying it felt like she was dying. Can you name 3 shows that Shonda Rhimes has produced for ABC?
Ooh, okay, How to Get Away with Murder, Scandal, and Grey's Anatomy? Maybe?
Taylor Swift presented Gabby Barrett with the Breakthrough Video of the Year Award 13 years after winning the award herself for her single Tim McGraw. That is awesome.
Isn't that so cool?
True or false, Taylor Swift has won an Emmy Award.
I'm going to say true.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
I understand you were driving to your parents' house so you can teach remotely from your brother's
yes.
old bedroom.
That is correct.
Wow.
Yeah, I have a 2-year-old, so my mom watches him because it's impossible otherwise.
Yeah. Right.
Don't know how you're doing it.
Yeah, you got to figure it out, right?
I'm a technology teacher, so I'm very, very busy. Yeah, I got to figure it out. Got to do something.
All right, Kennedy, Chrissy got 5 out of 5.
Oh, my gosh. Well done.
These are tough. Are you ready?
Thank you.
I am.
Not going to tell you which ones you got right or wrong. It adds to the suspense.
Sweet.
Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton took home a CMT award last night for their Collaborative Video of the Year. Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton are both judges on which singing competition show?
The Voice.
Quibi is shutting down less than a year after its launch. Chance the Rapper starred in a reboot of Punk'd on the platform. Who was the original host of Punk'd on MTV?
Ashton Kutcher.
Sarah Hyland said she celebrated her 3rd anniversary with Wells Adams by voting. Sarah Hyland starred as Haley Dunphy on which ABC sitcom from 2009 to this year?
Modern Family.
Shonda Rhimes opened up about leaving ABC. She said it felt like she was dying. Can you name 3 shows that Shonda Rhimes has produced for the network?
For the one she left?
That is correct. For ABC.
Wow. Grey's Anatomy. How to Get Away with Murder. And... This is us.
Yeah. And question number 5, Taylor Swift presented Gabby Barrett with the Breakthrough Video of the Year 13 years after winning the award herself for her song Tim McGraw. True or false, Taylor Swift has won an Emmy?
True.
All right. Question number 1, you said The Voice. That's correct. Question number 2, you said Ashton Kutcher. Question number 3, you said Modern Family. Question number 5, you said true. She won back in 2015 the Emmy for Original Interactive Program for her MX Unstage Taylor Swift Experience.
One of the big ones.
And for question number 4, Shonda Rhimes, you said, what were the ones you said? Grey's Anatomy,
Grey's
right?
Anatomy, How to Get Away.
Yeah,
This
one.
Is Us.
And This Is Us. Oh, yeah. Sorry. Scandal, Station 19.
Scandal.
And Private Practice. Congratulations, Chrissy.
Ooh, Chrissy said, hold that L.
Good.
It pays off to listen every morning.
Well, there you go. We appreciate that, you listening every
we
morning.
We do indeed.
So you got yourself $100. Kennedy, yes. What would you like to say to Chrissy?
My name is Kennedy. I'm from Quincy, and I can't beat Chrissy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.